Officials with the State Department of Environmental Conservation and a Fairbanks-based trucking company are still assessing the extent of a recent fuel spill along the Richardson Highway south of Paxson. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, officials with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation say diesel from a Colville transport tanker crash appears to have seeped into the roadbed.
DEC officials say workers with Colville Transport and its cleanup contractor have removed less than 500 gallons of diesel fuel from an area along the Richardson Highway near Myers Lake, where the Colville tanker truck crashed January 10th, spilling 4,329 gallons of diesel. But DEC officials believe most of the diesel soaked into the roadbed itself and the ground below.
Right now we're looking at just figuring out the complete impact areas.
Ashley Adamczak is an environmental program specialist with the DEC's Fairbanks office. Adamczak says the Federal Bureau of Land Management has approved the state's request to excavate contaminated material from the land BLM administers alongside that stretch of the highway. And she says the State Department of Transportation is okay to request to remove tainted material from its right-of-way, but she says the DEC wants more information before giving the go-ahead for either operation. DEC officials say it's been tough to get much done over the past couple of weeks due to a lack of space to operate around that narrow, hilly stretch of the highway, and because of heavy snow, cold weather, and traffic related to the Copper Basin 300 sled dog race. Adamczak says any excavation of the roadway itself probably won't be done until warmer weather arrives.
We would not do any excavation within the DOT right-of-way until the summer, where we don't have to worry about causing a hazard along the road.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.